Ryan from Nashville and Madison, Indiana.
The thriving metropolis of Madison, Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the little bitty town in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
What's Nashville, happening,
man? Nashville's the number one real estate market in the country, I think.
It's blowing up. You know, it's funny, man. I've been looking at that for 10 years thinking it's gonna pop. And it's gonna happen. It's never gonna happen.
Well, doesn't seem to. I mean, real estate in general is exploding. I talked to a realtor the other day, and she told me that if you want to make an offer on a house, you better, one, offer the asking price, and two, jump quick, because in 24 hours it'll be gone.
Yeah, crazy.
You know, so yeah, it's pretty crazy. There was a podcast, or I guess it's a blog that I subscribe to, and the individual said the top five rental increases in the country, and number one was in the first 5 months of this year, including COVID. COVID started in March, but in spite of COVID, for the first 5 months of this year, Nashville rents increased at the number one rate, and they increased almost, it was 14 point something percent in the first 5 months of the year. That's an annualized of almost 30%. How, that's like a third. Well, I mean, I'm rounding up, but.
And during COVID. Well,
it would be average annual, because that was only 5 months. So it would be probably more than a third, 33% increase.
What's interesting about the thing is that the music industry is hurting so bad, and then it's still doing that.
Music is just a fly on the on the shoulder of Nashville today, I think.
Healthcare is huge. Publishing is huge. I read somewhere that 90% of all Christian publications are published in Nashville.
Oh, I would agree to that. I would accept that. Yeah, that's probably correct.
So much. It's interesting. Well,
yeah. Being a numbers guy, I would love to see an analysis of what percent of the Nashville GDP is, in fact, music related. That would be interesting to research, because they call it Music City, but.
A lot. I mean, I know the downtown bars is a huge part of the industry there. So how can you really figure that in? I mean, so many of those restaurants are making it from tourism. It's symbiotic, because lots of businesses that are affected by music.
Yeah, true. So, yeah, what's to happen? I would really like to see a percentage breakdown. I'm going to research that and maybe report on it next time.
It would be interesting to see music is even near as big a part of this.
You cut out. I hope it's not cut out in the recording, but say that again.
I said it would be interesting to find out if music is a big part of the economy in Nashville. I like to think it is.
Yeah, I'd like to find out.
I'm an economic driver, but I don't know what percentage of the revenue comes from.
Are you on your Wi-Fi? Because you're cutting out.
I think I am.
Could you check it, if you don't mind?
I don't know how.
All right.
Well, I stay we'll
link both through. Bad. Yeah, you're cutting out about every third word, or every second word seems to be cutting out.
Hang on 1 second.
All right. All right, folks. Well, hold on for a minute. Hopefully Jim will be back. I can entertain you with a song and dance. Or
my Wi-Fi.
You are on your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is what it is then.
That's just what my voice sounds like.
Okay.
I just cut out sometimes.
You do, yeah, I guess. Now, it's interesting that, you know, we're in a crazy, you know, I think it'll probably be a very most often spoken phrase for this year is these are just crazy times. Who would have expected these things that are happening? But, and the stock market is at record heights in spite of, you know, some pretty significant unemployment and a lot of failed businesses. And it's not, it looks like it has nothing to do with the actual economy, but I did delve into that a little bit. And what's driving it is mainly the tech sector. I mean, Apple went, we talked about it in a previous podcast, went to $2 trillion in value, and they doubled since 2018. They're up 50% this year already, and they're part of the S&P 500. So that right there, you know, on an average basis, that's going to greatly inflate. And Apple is succeeding, and other tech companies are doing well as well. And Amazon, of course, is just doing phenomenal because of all the deliveries. So those companies are pulling up the S&P and making it much higher. But then I also read another article that talked about how I have to dig that up, but something about the 1% owns 50% of the stock market. And the rest of it is pretty much owned by the top 10%. So the stock market is not representative of the economy in that sense. So.
Right. Well, and there's so much debt. So, I mean, a lot of that fuels the economy as well.
Well, there is a lot of, I mean, at some point we're going to have to pay the piper because there's a lot of money. The stimulus is actually in buying stocks and stimulating the market. So there's that artificial impact. So that keeps it from representing the actual economy.
Yeah. I know Buffett's made a lot of money since the lockdown. So is Musk, and of course Bezos. Billionaires, many of them have done their net worth since March.
The richest 1% own 50%. This is an article that this is from 2019. The richest 1% own 50% of the stocks held by American households. Of course, the wealthiest 0.1% own 17%, and the 1% own 50%.
Wow.
So the top 1% own half of the stocks. So, you know, the rich get richer, as has been the trend in our country for decades and decades.
Fine, my man.
No. We have wealth inequality. I mean, it just exists. And,
well, it's even the farming, like you're talking about farming, and you know, you come from a farming background, and me growing up in southern Indiana, I always worked on farms and stuff and been around it a lot. And you brought that up the other day. Somebody nowadays, you're not just going to jump into, not just going to jump into that unless your dad was a farmer or you have some serious financial backing. Not start off at 30 and decide to farm.
Yeah, it's very hard to do that.